seems like this thing is changing every day, and it sounds like it's a good thing.
Well, it really is. It's developed pretty much every day. We get more information, more leads, and we're making more recoveries of stolen property. This thing began about a month ago. We started, it's actually longer than that. Everybody was experiencing ATV thefts, equipment thefts, trailer thefts. And so about a month ago, seven area law enforcement agencies, we all got together, so everybody sat down, started comparing notes, field notes, information, and leads, and began to develop and follow up on leads that brought information to us that led to a pretty large operation going on in Waller County. The officers were able to make entry and make arrest and seize about $100,000 worth of stolen trucks, trailers, et cetera, of this nature. In the course of this, the multi-jurisdictional committee continued to meet, and we began to develop new leads on another separate ring of thieves that was operating in Brazos, Robertson, Grimes, and Montgomery County. So the team just stayed with it. They developed leads last week that led to the arrest of two individuals in Grimes County. Those two arrests opened up more leads and information to quite a larger operation that was going on in all these counties. And so far, we have been able to recover a huge amount of property. I think just this week alone, over 10 four-wheelers have been located and recovered that come out of this second theft ring that was operating. And officers have arrested so far three people out of this. And I understand this morning from my investigator, they're meeting again today, and there's been more stolen property located and recovered. So each day it just keeps on going and gets better and better.
Is there any sort of consistent way that these folks are doing these things? Or specific types of targets?
What you're doing in predominantly, it's a quick grab. They're scouting during the daytime for ATVs, generators, power tools, trailers, anything of this nature that can be grabbed, loaded, and within a matter of minutes gone. That's what everybody seems to be experiencing. And they're going for the weekend areas where there's pretty much nobody at home. They're isolated out in the county, rural counties, and they're easy targets. Snip, snip, the lock's off, they're loaded and gone. We had a pursuit last week here in Madison County, which officers spotted one of these thieves, and they initiated a pursuit trying to stop them. They had actually a stolen trailer. They just committed a burglary up in the northwest end of Madison County. Unfortunately, the officers, wrecked out before they could get the vehicle stopped. But the individuals that was involved, we have identified them and filed on them, and they have opened up the door to recovery of a large amount of stolen property.
So it sounds like other than putting your valuables, your generators and your four-wheelers and so forth, putting them in a concrete bunker, there's not much more protection than you do, can you?
Most of these instances are cutting the locks. They're locked up in a barn, but that don't stop a thief. He's got all night long to cut the locks. They go in, load what they want. The homeowner in this one case was there the weekend. They left that Sunday evening. These crooks roll in sometimes after dark. We got after them about 2 o'clock in the morning, and that was like their second trip up there to steal this stuff. So, it's one of those bad old predicaments.
When's the last time, if ever, you've run across an operation like this?
It's probably been quite a while. I'm sure they've existed. It's just that the information, the intelligence, and the lead that's come in has just been slow to come. But once people started getting arrested, then the information started coming forward and give investigators, the opportunity they needed to start tracking this down, running it down.
Also, I also want to give a shout out to so many different law agencies staying in communication with each other. Technology is technology, but there's still nothing like getting together.
Well, there's still nothing beats sitting down at the round table with pen and paper and bring your notes. And that's basically what we've done. It's Brazos County. You know, most of the agencies over there, Bryan, Cobb Station, PD have participated. Madison County Sheriff's Office, Robertson County Sheriff's Office, Grimes County Sheriff's Office, and Navasota PD, Montgomery County Auto Theft Division, Water County Detectives out of Water County Sheriff's Office. And pretty much everybody just sits down on what brought this about at the round table with the coffee, pen, and paper, and all the information that everybody had to contribute. It paid off. In fact, officers, all the this group is meeting again today. And it's brought a whole new light to clearing some of these cases. You know, each agency has a little bit of information. And getting it out on the table and everybody putting their thinking cap on and contributing has developed some really good leads. It's been really productive, I'll be honest with you. Wouldn't have been able to done it without this think tank.
So is there anything listeners can do other than being observant?
Be observant, watch out for your neighbor, and be sure if you have these kind of items, please record the serial number, the VIN numbers, a full description of them. That without that, recovery is almost impossible.
And being able to get the property back would be more difficult too, wouldn't it?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Have I missed anything?
You've done pretty good so far.
Short of asking you who all the people are that have been busted. Do you have a number in your head how many have been arrested so far?
So far, there's been 3 arrested, and we do expect possibly 2 more. 3 more, I'm sorry. 3 more.
All in Madison County?
No. Actually, only one. Rest of them from Grimes and Brazos County.
Okay.
And, of course, Waller County.
Yep. Okay. Well, I can't think of anything else short of congratulations.
Congratulations goes to everybody, like I say.
That's why, yeah.
About 7 agencies participated, and the end product has really been good for the, you know, the public.
When bad things happen, it's nice to see this kind of result to it anyway.
I heard that.
For sure.
You know, computers are nice, cell phones are nice, but there's nothing like a big table, coffee, pen, and paper.